BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It includes an extremely wet innuendo bingo with Gabrielle Aplin. She was so excited. Naughty Boy plays Real or No Real after his live lounge. And we've got an announcement. We're taking the show on tour. So, Gabrielle Aplin coming up on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45 this afternoon. We had Gabrielle in right at the start for her, and we did those covers. Do you remember those beautiful covers of rock songs that she did for us?
Yeah, it was around about Christmas time where that really was a thing. You'd take a big rock song and you'd slow it down with a piano.
Like on the Bon Ruiz adverts.
Yes.
That's right.
Good rhyme.
Thank you. So Gabrielle's on at 1:45 today. She's never played the game before. She's very much looking forward to it. And we've also got Naughty Boy playing Real or No Real at 3:40 this afternoon, which can only go well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Send Naughty Boy home. We want sloth. These pop stars messing up Fat Tuesdays. You've got to make the most of these pop stars when they're around. Naughty Boy is in the live lounge today. We can't not have Naughty Boy on.
I do see the dilemma there, though.
Yeah, sorry to the sloth fans. He'll be back.
Maybe we get him in for another day. You know,
We did that a couple of weeks ago, Fat Friday. Seemed to work. Hey, I heard you on the radio last night.
On the podcast?
No, on the student radio station.
Ah, okay.
What were you doing on there, please?
Ah, okay. So I was DJing at my old uni again last night, Southampton Uni.
They've booked you a lot, haven't they? It's like there's no one else available. Was it a bog off?
It was, no, it wasn't a bog off.
Buy one, get one free? Or was it, done three there now?
Three nights in a row, because they do welcome parties every night because there's so many students coming in.
Surely there aren't that many people that want to see you, is there?
Surprise?
I'm joking.
Right, rude. Anyway, so
you were on the Surge radio, the
student radio station there called Surge, and I thought I would call through and go say hello, and there was two people on it. It was like 11 o'clock and two people were doing a show.
I know, I was listening.
So when how much did you hear, though?
Quite a lot.
I find it weird, the idea of you sat at... Have you got nothing better to do?
I, Chris, am across all radio at all times and all your movements. I enjoyed the feature Flow Rider or No Rider. Now, I don't know how I feel about Flow Rider or No Rider, because I feel that I would have... Maybe you could have asked permission first before you use that one.
Right, okay.
I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Because it sounds like it could be...
I mean, it's something that we could have done, maybe.
Oh, I see. So you're worried I'm using our
using
best
all
stuff.
The best material on Surge.
Okay. But you don't mind me being on Surge Radio, do you?
Well, it doesn't look like I've got a choice, does it? But
oh, this is a weird situation. I would have called you if I knew I had to ask permission.
We're going on another station with some new friends, student friends there.
They were good as well. Two lads presenting the show there.
Two lads. Yeah, good gig though.
Yeah, really good gig. Yeah, good fun.
I like it how much it's freaking you out that I just know everything.
I find it odd that you're across all British radio at all times.
It's not just Britain. The world.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
That's from someone who's in a factory and has just had a massive spider come at them. So it's kind of calmed them down a bit.
Oof.
Horrible. I hate when you see massive ones like that. Also, we should mention Ryan White on Twitter today, who was in a curry house in Southampton. At 3 a.m. this morning, setting up Twitter so that they could tweet me.
Oh, amazing. Is this my favourite curry house, Manzel's?
It's the one where they have posters of me in there.
Yeah, the one with a shrine into you.
And they say it's my favourite curry house. So, hi, Ryan. Thanks for tweeting me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sometimes when the guests come in for Innuendo Bingo, I feel their nerves. I'm genuinely feeling nothing but excitement from Gabrielle Aplin. Like the way you just bundle in, like, right, let's do
I've
this.
I've been ready for this for a very long time.
I saw you tweet earlier that it's a dream come true.
It really is.
To be spat on by him.
Yeah.
How's this not happened before? I was
don't
almost
understand.
Certain that you'd done it.
This is my thing. Like, this is the thing I've been most excited about for
in your career.
Ever. Yeah, this is what it's all amounting to.
Not like the albums that you've had.
I mean, that's great, but
it's all good.
You know,
but like,
fight.
Yeah. I'm glad you're excited. We've not had you on the show for ages since we basically invented you back in the day. I loved your live lounge that you did with Alice as well.
Thank you.
So you did Sweet Nothing and also Money on My Mind with a bit of Clean Bandit in there as well.
I mean, I've gained two violin players. My guitarist Ronan, he's great, but like you know, you don't know he's so intelligent because he just says things in an amazing way.
Yeah.
And he just whacked out a violin one day and we're like, oh no, you don't have to do that. And then he was amazing. And we're like, oh, okay, Ronan, like, go for it then. Yeah, so yeah.
Brilliant.
Why not? Yeah.
Now, what's this about? Last week you performed Teenage Dirtbag with one of Wheatus.
Oh my goodness.
What happened there?
So I was doing an install in Kingston, of all places.
Sure.
And they were in town. And I was like, oh, cool. Well, maybe I'll go and watch the show or something. Maybe I could tweet them, see if they let me in. And then he was at mine. And he just basically turned up and asked to play it. And I was like, okay.
Well, what, he demanded to play Teenage Dirtbag?
At your gig?
Yeah. And then I'm going to go and play it at one of his gigs in a few weeks. With the whole band. It's going to be brilliant.
That's quality.
So good.
He asked. Yeah,
you.
He was awesome as well. And like, that song's like 15 years old now, yeah. And he must be sick of playing it. But he just grabbed a guitar and was like, yeah, let's do Teenage Dirtbag. He was amazing.
What did it feel like to do that? I mean, that's a pretty big song.
Not as big as Bingo, but
no.
up there.
It's definitely getting there, isn't it? So obviously you've seen the videos before and that. I don't want you to hold back today, Gabrielle. Like you've known this show for ages, long association with Radio 1 in general. Sometimes if they've not played before, they just do like a little kind of Victorian spit. Like,
am I allowed to fully
go for his face?
Yeah. I'm allowed to just go for it.
Accelerate the face.
Okay. Because he has got good explosive action. He does this twice a week.
Yeah.
And like, don't use your hands and be like, oh, don't be all British about it. Oh, goodness. Like, just go for it. Go for it.
Okay.
All right?
Good.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, we're going to Bath tonight.
Are you? So am I.
Are you?
Yeah.
What, should we carpool?
Yes, I'm driving.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
You're going to Bath. This is where you're from, obviously.
Yeah.
We're going to visit the students tonight.
Oh. Seriously, don't do a pop star promise here. Like, we could do it with the lift.
Yeah.
Honestly, I can do it.
If you want to do a free PA as well while you're there.
Sweet.
just saying. Maybe, you know, promote the album, love. Do you know what I mean? Are you going to see your mum?
Yeah, I'm doing an install tomorrow.
You keep saying that, and I'm not sure what that is.
You go into, I won't say what record shop, because I know I'm not allowed. But yeah, see, radio, I should work here.
You're good.
But yeah, I go in there and play some songs, sign some albums.
And you'll be doing that in Bath tomorrow?
Mm.
Very good. Good chance to pop in and see your mum, have some tea as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play Innuendo Bingo.
Right then.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Get some really weird requests. Please, can Gabalar perform The Power of Love as she spits? Well, no, obviously not.
I'll choke.
Yeah, don't do that. Just enjoy the game. Also, Carl's been on saying, I saw Wheatus play Friday night in Newton Abbott. They've still got it. Yeah, but imagine the Gabrielle Aplin version as well. That would be even better, yeah? Okay, right. So we're going to play bingo. You can watch this now on your mobile phone, on the Radio 1 website, or anywhere where you can get a screen on. So get it on in the office, put it on your laptop, maybe if you've got a free in college at the moment, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Gabrielle's never played the game and she's V excited. Okay, loads of water, please. Let's not hold back on this one.
How much? As much as she can fit in?
As much as you can.
Fit your cheeks.
And then remember, explode. Okay, let's head over to BBC Scotland first, and it's the show called Take the Floor. Now, this is about Scottish dancing. I'm not familiar with the music of James Coutts, but now I know that it does include this, I certainly will be checking it out myself.
Let's get back to Scottish dance music again, and a track from the latest from James Coutts and his band, the CD The Joy of Sets, which came out earlier this year. He has a suspay and such a fine steady tempo, yet some nifty fingering by James.
And we're off. A little bit wet there?
Yeah, it's quite cold on the teeth, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
The first one is worse because it's freezing cold.
You just need to adjust, you'll be all right.
Thank you, Mark in Inverness, for sending that cheeky one in.
Some nifty fingering by James.
Yes. Now we're going to the Rugby World Cup. Water, please. And this commentator is watching Wales versus Uruguay and asking a question that we've all asked at some point.
I think it was a knock-on anyway, and regardless they wasn't going to play on. However, you know, that's bread and butter stuff. Just passing Cuthbert again, you can see that he seems to be asking, what do I have to do to get some ball today?
Oh, are you okay there, hon?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Really lovely. Cool. Were you asking me or Chris?
You.
Oh, yeah, right.
I try and look after the guests.
Yeah, we've discussed this. He doesn't call me hun anymore.
Yeah.
Or babe.
You didn't like that, did you?
No, I didn't like Bay as
well. We went through a whole phase of Bay.
What do I have to do to get some ball today?
I like that one.
Water, please.
Swap cups.
Gabrielle Aplin, innuendo bingo, and a favourite from last week now, on the Great British Sewing Bee. And it seems that sewing is harder than you think. A lot can go wrong.
Each one of these seams forms the channel in which our sewers will be inserting their boning. If that channel is not exactly the right width, either the boning won't go in or it will move around.
Still going. What happened there?
That's gone right through.
Has that gone straight in your basket?
It's
gone
straight in your basket.
Oh, it really has, Chris. Oh, a mess. What a mess.
Either the boning won't go in or it will move around.
Really important in sewing because it helps the clothes to hold their shape there. Now, BBC One, and it's a show called Money for Nothing, where they reinvent your house using free stuff. Now, Sarah's got her eye on something, but Elizabeth is not keen.
Back at the dump, Sarah loved the look of Elizabeth's old box and asked if she could tinker with her taps.
Oh. My fringe is ruined.
It is, actually.
Yeah.
It took to clip four, for the fringe to be off.
Yeah, so held on.
Quite good.
Sarah loved the look of Elizabeth's old box and asked if she could tinker with her taps.
I need to watch that show. A lot of you spotted that, including Emily and Ian. Thank you. Remember, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you spot any innuendo, send them in. They'll probably be on. Water, please. Now we're going over to Tommy Sandu on BBC Asian Network. Big up, Tommy. Now, extra points if you can guess what they're doing on the show here.
Oh, that's
that hand movement. Then you know it's a Roddy's coming now.
Shh. Do that again. Huh? What's that? Is that Roddy? Is that Roddy there? Is that Roddy?
What's going on?
That's right. They were making roti sound effects.
Oh.
The Indian bread roti. That's what they were doing. Just casually making one on the show.
Shh. Do that again. Huh? What's that?
There we are. How weird. Okay, next. Water, please.
Are you okay?
Loving life.
The eye makeup is starting to...
I should have worn waterproof today. Yeah.
That's what Ryland did when he came in. It worked a treat.
See, I should have done that.
Now it's Sean Keaveley on Six Music. Now, I'm really impressed that despite doing the breakfast show on Six Music, Sean still manages to have quite a personal life.
Listen, when it took a couple of men, but when I slid that in, it was the best feeling I've ever had.
I love this game so much.
Do you love it?
Gavilar, you need to move away from this one area because it's...
You are.
You're right.
Do you know, for someone that's never played it before, you're really good at it.
You're really good, but I'm drenched, but in very specific parts.
When I slid that in, it was the best feeling I've ever had.
Sean was having a new washing machine installed there, obviously.
Yeah.
Water, please.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to come out of this dry, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Back to Radio 4 now. Evan Davis should really be concentrating on reading the news, but something seems to be distracting Evan on today's broadcast.
You're listening to Today on Radio 4 with James Naughtie in Edinburgh and Evan Davis in London.
Chris has heard this before. Chris! Can you... That's not the bit, though.
Mm.
You just know what's coming, don't you?
Mm.
Okay, ready? Try and get past the beeps. Mm. Okay.
You're listening to Today on Radio 4 with James Naughtie in Edinburgh and Evan Davis in London. It's a...
Oh, come on!
Now both of you have lost it. We haven't even got to the bit.
You know what it is? It's because...
It's the anticipation.
He's clearly concentrating so hard on getting this right.
Mm. Okay, let's go one more.
That there's a pause whilst the beeps are on, and then he says what he says. Okay,
here we go.
Okay,
you're listening to Today on Radio 4 with James Naughtie in Edinburgh and Evan Davis in London. It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday, the 18th of September.
Oh, Evan.
I love that one.
You had one job.
Just one job there.
It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday, the 18th of September.
Oh, wow.
I've broken the microphone.
No, you definitely haven't.
No, you definitely haven't, if there's anyone listening. No, it's absolutely fine. Now we're going over to BBC News and arts editor Will Gompers. Gompets. What? Why is that funny? It's just a man called Will Gompets.
Gompets.
BBC Arts Editor.
Hello, Gompets.
All right, Gompets. What's that? Now, Will's questions seem to... well, he's talking to some buskers, and his questions seem to get increasingly personal.
Do you pay your taxes?
Yes, I do. Yeah, yeah, I declare everything.
If you ever stand there strumming away and think, well, I might be spotted.
Whoa. Do you want one more?
Go on, then, one more.
Okay. I could do this all day.
Oh, I'm drenched. You do look soaked.
Mm.
It's so good having you on.
It's really good. You need to come back.
Mm.
I mean, you're right, though. We could do this all day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Water, please. Make this one a good one. And we go over to Vanessa Feltz. Mm-hmm. Look back at how happy she is.
I love Vanessa Feltz.
Yeah. Vanessa Feltz. And she's...
I know it's going to be a good one.
You do.
I know.
Okay, Vanessa Feltz. And she's... Well, she's having some work done to her house at the moment, and more specifically, her garden. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
It's 5:53, and today we're focusing on the front garden. Does your front garden need a facelift? First of all, enhance your entrance, the focal point of all front gardens. Make your entrance as welcoming as possible. It should whisper seductive come-hithers to visitors.
Oh, to visitors.
Oh, down my shoe.
Yes, that's the first time anyone's got it in his shoe.
Well played.
Oh. Thank you, Gabrielle Applin. That was a brilliant innuendo bingo. Well, I'll see you in Bath tonight, love,
right?
Yeah,
right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And thank you to Gabrielle Applin for being brilliant today. It's got in your shoe, Chris. That's a first.
It's all in my shoe. It's, that was a messy one, wasn't it?
Brilliant. She's really good at that, isn't she?
Yeah.
We need to get the after picture up on Twitter as soon as possible because she, well, looks, I mean, the makeup is just, it's gone. It's off.
Do we think that was a pop star promise as well? You know, the lift tonight to Bath.
Well, as she walked out, she'd be like, okay, bye. Like, we had a picture and everything. Mm. I mean, she is lovely. Did she mention the trip to Bath?
I think we follow it up because here's the thing. Pop stars often come on the show, say things. I think it's about time we make them back it up.
I mean, we're saving money, really, aren't we? If we can manage, if she's driving to Bath tonight, but didn't mention it on the way out, only when we were on the radio.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, Wiz Khalifa, Charlie Puth. Wonder if he's remembered the words to his own song yet. Look, he was doing beatboxing in the live lounge at the weekend.
Yeah, I don't think it is that he forgot the words. I think it's just, you know, he wanted to show off his beatboxing skills.
And he did. He did just that. It's the video's on BBC iPlayer if you want to see Charlie Puth beatboxing, not forgetting the words at all. Something I've just noticed in the studio. There are new signs. Have you noticed this?
Mm.
Everywhere. Saying, please do not swear.
Ah, yes.
Now,
yes.
Why is that, please?
Well, I mean, the clue's in the poster.
Yeah,
really.
But is that aimed at me?
It's true. I've not seen them before. It would suggest they've been brought in for this show, but I don't think we've got a habit of that, have we?
I've literally just seen them. I'm like, who are they for? So...
And it's odd if it was aimed at Gabrielle Applin as well, because
she's a nice girl from Wiltshire. I mean, I've only ever sworn once on Radio 1.
Have you?
Yes, I have. And that was a complete accident. It wasn't even that long ago.
No, that's terrible.
It was on the review show with Nahal. I lost my mind. I don't know what I did.
What were you reviewing?
Just music. And then at the end, I just said a bad word. And I was like, why? Where did that come from?
That's so unlike you.
I've been on here for ages.
Yeah.
Never happened. And then Nahal was so disappointed with me. He was like, what have you done to yourself? You let yourself down. So I can't aim that they... I can't believe they're aimed at me, really. Yeah. Who's a sweary pants pop star that's been in here today? Oh, is it Naughty Boy?
It seems odd that you have to put up signs.
They've just appeared
ahead
today.
Of someone's behaviour.
So it means they must be particularly worried about somebody that's been in this studio today.
Do you think there was a high-level meeting about someone that's going to be in this studio today or has been in this studio and they're like, we've got an issue.
There's three do not swear signs today.
Also, completely unnecessary because there's one sign that says please do not swear and then they've put a sign right next to that. Please do not swear.
Like maybe distribute them a bit more around the room. Because there's two together and then none others.
It's like we're trying to wallpaper this studio with please do not swear signs. Anyway.
I just wonder who it's for.
I don't think it's
who would be sat in that eye line to see those two signs? I don't know. I think probably Naughty Boy.
I don't think it's us.
I hope not. I hope they think better of me than that. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, someone just Googled. Apparently, Gabrielle Aplin swore on this show in 2012. Do you think it was preventative measures? Preventative measures for Gabrielle Aplin?
It must have been then.
I can't see that. Surely not. This is Philip George. Oh, someone says, I've got a 5-hour drive to Swansea. Can you play a Christmas song? That's from Jay. I might leave that for a while. It didn't go down well last week. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello to somebody on the Twitter that says, I'm listening to the Scott Mills Daily podcast. We're on now. I mean, whatever's fine. I mean, I'm glad that you've downloaded it. Thank you very much. And someone who says, I'm in a bit of a tiz.
Hey.
I've just realised that Fat Tuesday has been benched again. For a Naughty Boy, what next? Bumbleo Thursday? Christmas in July? Well, they don't like change, do they?
No.
Do not like change. It's just while Live Lounge Month is on, and we've got Naughty Boy on the show at 3:40 instead of Charlie Slough today. I mean, you wouldn't pass up that opportunity, would you, if it's there staring you in the face?
No, and whether it's Charlie Slough or Naughty Boy, you know, I think it's going to go in a weird direction either way.
I think so. So that's going to be at 3:40 today. Naughty Boy will join us after his Live Lounge performance from earlier. We'll play that again as well. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Right, something we've noticed over the last couple of days in particular, it's gone bigger. Everyone is using the phrase Netflix and chill. Have you noticed
that? Yeah, you're right. You're right.
On social media a lot in the last couple of days. And I think it's probably the new... It's the new... Would you like to come in for coffee?
Oh,
it is.
Or the new... would you like to come round and watch a DVD?
Oh. Classic.
What was your DVD of choice in the dating
place? Oh, that's such a good question. What, for coming round for a DVD?
Yeah, DVD night. Would you like to come round? What would you choose?
Honestly?
Yes.
Armageddon. I just found it was...
That's not a romantic film.
No, but it's an emotional film. It sort of stirs emotions.
Because... I think we all know that Netflix and chill doesn't actually mean that you're going to watch Netflix and chill at all.
Well, that's the thing. My mate's on Tinder, and he'll shorten it to NNC question mark, and that's just what he sends, and everyone knows what he means with it as well.
So, it does mean that you want to have it off with them.
What was your DVD of choice, by the way?
I don't think I had one.
You definitely would have.
I don't think
you
I
definitely
did.
Know that if you were. If someone was coming round, you know, everyone knows what the score is, but you still have to provide a DVD anyway.
Hmm.
At least for the, you know, first.
I don't think
half
I
hour.
Had one. First half hour.
You definitely had one. What was it?
I don't
Come
think
on,
I
dig
did.
Deep, Mills.
I don't know.
Dig
I don't
deep.
Know. I don't know.
Do you want me to make some suggestions
Go on,
for
then.
You? Well, what is your favourite movie?
I don't
was
have
it
one.
Clueless the movie, wasn't it?
Clueless is good.
Legally Blonde 2.
Is also good. Mean Girls.
But then it's always good. A curveball one, isn't it? It's just a film that really works. I mean, for example, I would also say Ghostbusters 2 and Mighty Ducks were good DVDs.
What, for the old version of Netflix and chill?
I
don't think it was. Now, here's the thing. It's not something you just say on Tinder, is it? Could I say it, for instance, to your girlfriend or your mum?
Well, no, it would be weird if you did it to my girlfriend... I love the idea of asking your mum to do Netflix and chill.
No, I'm saying your mum.
My mum,
I do actually have quite a collection of your friends, family, girlfriend in my phone. I've got all their numbers.
I know you do.
Does it still really annoy you when I text your girlfriend sometimes?
Yeah, and I know it still goes on. Like, every now and then she'll say, oh, yeah, I've been speaking to Scott about that, so we're looking to put a date in the diary.
I
said, well, no, we'll deal with the organisation.
Someone says, my film was Starship Troopers. That didn't really work out too well for me.
There'll be some great suggestions coming in.
Well, what about if I did say it to your mum, though?
That would be a terrible thing to do.
Let's have a go.
I was wondering why we were talking about this.
Here we go, then.
Hello.
Hi, Chris's mum. It's Scott Mills.
Scott.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I've not seen you for a while. You all right?
Yeah, long time no see.
Just like to kind of let you know how well your son's doing at Radio 1 at the moment.
Oh, lovely.
He's
oh,
doing good.
Here.
I mean, I know you must have been concerned at some point, sir, but he's really pulled it out of the bag, hasn't he?
He has. I'm really proud of him.
You should be,
as
yeah.
I've said to you before when I've spoken to you. But anyway, how are you?
Yeah, really good. I'm just trying to find a date, really, if for when you're free.
When I'm free?
Yeah.
How do you mean?
Well, like, maybe an evening sometime?
Well,
okay.
Are you free?
What,
do you mean something with Chris? Something to do with Chris?
Or we can just maybe meet up on our own?
Oh, right.
I was thinking, what about Netflix and chill?
Sorry?
We could Netflix and chill.
Yeah, maybe. Is Chris there? Should I have a word with him?
It's not at the moment, but...
No, right.
Okay. I just thought I'd sort it out with you kind of directly.
Yeah. Shall I have a think about that then and maybe give you a call back?
Yeah, all right. But Netflix and chill is something that you might be interested in, yeah?
I don't really know, to be honest. I suppose you've just caught me off guard here, really.
Okay, well, I'll take that as a yeah, then.
Okay, okay.
Okay, well, you let me know when you're free and we'll do it.
Right, yeah.
All right, then, Chris's mum.
Okay. Oh, well, nice to talk to you anyway,
too.
Scott. Yeah, okay,
right, then.
See you soon.
Bye.
Am I allowed to talk again now?
Sure.
That is ridiculous.
She seems
quite
keen.
Don't call my mum.
She seems quite keen.
It also is just a real abuse of your power here. Get rid of my mum's number out your phone. And for my girlfriend...
Just realised I don't actually even know your mum's name. It's just in as Chris's mum.
Yeah, that was weird as well.
Yes.
I'll be getting questions about that, no doubt.
Hi to all the people suggesting that the film that I used to watch for Netflix and chill was Free Willy.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Ready for tonight, Chris?
I'm very excited to be back with you tonight, Mills.
We are DJing another student gig together, and this time in Bath. Now, I'm going to have to do something with my hands while you're DJing, because it's awkward if you're there as well. I don't know what to do when you're on the decks.
Likewise, and neither of us are decent MCs.
Really not.
You know, we're not like a rudimental setup where one of us can go down the front, you know, from the front to the back.
I mean, I could try, but I don't think that's going to work well for anyone.
So when one of us is DJing, the other one kind of needs to look busy.
Yeah. Any suggestions on what we could do, then please let us know. But we'll see you later in Bath, if you're coming down.
It's one of those things as well that I always feel anxious about. When you're DJing, I obviously want to be fiddling with the knobs and things like that to make it look like I'm actually helping the situation.
Yeah.
But I never know where that kind of lies with you.
Well, the thing is, you're not helping. In fact, you're just getting in the way.
So you need to keep turning the music on and off in your ears.
Yeah. So if you could just like do something away from where I am, that would be good.
Sure.
Right. Talking of students, I'm quite excited to tell you something now.
Me or everyone else?
Everyone.
Everyone.
We have been given the chance to take our show on tour. Now, we haven't been out and about and met any of you lot for ages, and I think it's about time we did. So me and the team have got together and we had to think about maybe, you know, where we could go and what we could do while we were there. And we thought, where are the places where we could have genuinely the most fun at this time of year? Where could we do like a week of shows where it's guaranteed loads of quite random and mad stuff will happen? And if you're not there, it'll still be really fun to listen and watch. And all of us agreed... Freshers.
Yes. Going straight in mine.
Yes.
I think this is a good idea because the thing is, you only ever go to student unions and DJ, right? It's quite in and out.
Yeah, I go to a lot of student unions, but I am DJing. So I turn up, they put me in a small room next to the goods lift. Then I drink some wine and then they put me in another room where I DJ and I do my thing and then go home. I'm not really there long enough to see everything that's happening. I only get like a tiny glimpse of it.
Yeah, you see, you've missed out on so much stuff that happens in unis. There's so much stuff that you can get involved in. It's just a fun place to be this time of year.
And I never went to uni.
No.
Because I was on the radio when 12.
No. And in that sense, I think this tour is a good idea because you will experience a lot of uni life.
Okay, I'm a little bit scared.
Surely that's the aim.
Okay. So this is what we're going to do. We are going on a student tour. We're going to visit 5 universities in 1 week in October, the start of October, and we're just going to generally create a bit of chaos. And you'll be able to listen to it every day, and you'll be able to watch it as well. And I've got some really good plans.
Shut the front door. What are they?
I've got it sorted, which I know you'll find hard to believe.
I highly doubt that. You're not the best at organising. Do you mean people have sorted it?
Maybe, but it's been sorted.
Right.
So we are going to go to places that Radio 1 hasn't been for a while, and we're going to go and say hi to all the students. I've got times, Chris. I've got dates. The unis have agreed to have us there. It's all done. But if you're listening and watching at home, you'll get all the kind of silly stuff that we normally do. We'll just be doing it at different locations all over the UK.
Oh, the thing with it is, Mills, we have so many ideas of things we want to do on the show, right? But the possibilities are endless if we include thousands of students in on this. There's
That's
so
right.
many things we can do.
It's not just for the freshers, it's for all the students who are going to be at these unis.
Yes, sir.
But it's going to be great to listen and watch as well. So here are the details. It's going to happen in a couple of weeks' time. We're going to start the week in Scotland. We're going to be in Stirling. Then we'll move on to Liverpool. Then we're going to go and see the agricultural students of Harper Adams in Shropshire. Then we're going to Aberystwyth. That's just all students. And we're finishing up at your old uni, Chris, Southampton.
Yes.
And my hometown.
Oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be a lot of fun.
So we'll be telling you some more details about our student tour really soon. But I can tell you that... How's this happened? You'll be able to watch it on the TV on BBC Red Button. Really?
Yes.
And you'll also be able to watch on your mobile or your laptop like you do on Inuit Bingo on the Radio 1 website. It's going to be amazing. Beginning of October, Scott Mills' student tour is on.
Lost you being at uni.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so we... Well, we look like idiots now on Radio 1 Twitter.
I've just seen that as well.
Have you seen that? And they've put a little caption on it. By the time they get on tour, they'll have learnt how to Snapchat. Find us at BBC R1.
I was just trying to take a picture, and I just got it wrong.
Well, what do I say in it? Because I thought it was a photo and it's a video.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
Is it fine?
It's fine.
Okay. I'm saying, what's my better side?
Mm.
That's actually happening on
there. It's not the strongest of starts.
It's really not good. Anyway, we'll work out Snapchat. It's all fine. Radio 1 Twitter has more details of Scott's student tour.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Naughty boy. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm feeling quite enlightened right now.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, the Live Lounge, you know, it has a certain effect on people.
Does have a certain effect. it sounds like it's really affected you. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm feeling like a Tuesday morning.
Yeah. So Chris was a bit concerned before you came in, having a bit of a crisis on how to say your name when he meets you. Because he can be like, oh, no, I just go, naughty boy, because that's your name. But then he's like, naughty boy.
Yeah, I worry that if you say it the wrong way, it sounds like a mum telling you off or something like that.
Yeah, and you know what? The Americans, they say naughty boy. It loses everything. It has to be. Sorry, Scott. It has to have the naughty.
Naughty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, there it is.
But it's not, I mean, what do you say?
No, that's the British part of it, naughty.
But you know when people call you noughts, does that annoy you? So, all right, noughts.
No one's ever called me
that. No.
All right, okay.
But you know what? Prince Charles, when I was ambassador for his trust, he says it like, naughty boy.
Lots of Prince Charles. So
just casually dropping in Prince Charles into the conversation there.
Oh, you know. It wasn't casual. It was just, yeah.
I love that he actually knew your name, though. That's awesome.
No, he doesn't know my actual name.
Well, I know, you know what I mean. Your stage name.
Stage name.
Right, okay. We're going to play Real or No Real. It's a bunch of facts. Some of them are real. Some of them are absolutely not. We just discuss them and decide.
Is there a prize?
Absolutely not.
Do you need a prize?
I do. I went on Deal or No Deal. I need a prize.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Scott, what's in your pocket?
What did you get? 44 grand?
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't got that.
Mills will have that in his pocket.
Yeah, whatever. Right.
What about 44 rubber bands?
Yeah, we can sort that.
Yeah, done.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'll sort that for you now. Get him 44 rubber bands. Okay, here's today's game.
Reality TV star Kylie Jenner couldn't be bothered to cook last week and decided to get Chinese takeaway. It cost $5,000.
Oh.
Have you ever spent that much on a takeaway?
I've spent... We're talking dollars, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
No. Pounds. But no, Kylie Jenner, Kardashians, yep, real. Definitely.
Real?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's unbelievable, it's definitely real.
Have you spent a lot of money on takeout before? And how much?
All right, I've had once, I've had like a 1,500 pound.
No way.
But there was like 10 people.
But you paid?
Yeah.
Oh, what a nice man.
What was it? Like Chinese, Indian?
It was food.
Food. I once did this ultimate takeaway as a treat with my mates. I got a Chinese, an Indian, and a pizza, and we loaded it all onto a pizza.
Someone's doing well for themselves.
No, I mean,
that
it was
sounds amazing.
It was
did you
good.
Have doner meat on it as well? Because that would have made
no,
it.
No, we should have done that. You can get that on some pizzas, especially in Watford. You can get doner meat on pizzas.
Why did you have
pizzas.
To bring Watford into this?
Oh, I'm from there.
Are you?
Yeah.
Spud me. Big up Watford. Big up Elton John, Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah.
And who else?
Well, you as well.
Boy, boy obviously.
Yeah. You're in that category.
No, but well, do you know what I can't do anymore is like I can't split bills anymore. Mm. Like, I just feel like I have to pay.
Do you?
No, but I should.
Because
like,
you're the successful one.
No, not that. It's just like I'm the most giving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So Kylie Jenner couldn't be bothered to cook. $5,000 takeaway. Real or no real?
I can believe that she would have spent $5,000, but if Naughty Boy spent 1,500 quid, that's a lot too. So I think this is real.
Okay, well, I'm still going to go with real. I'm going to go with the reality answer.
That one is real.
Off.
Yeah.
So they sent a private chef over to the house. It was Mr. Chow in Beverly Hills. She lives 45 minutes away from there. She couldn't be bothered with the commute. She ate some fried rice with chicken and shrimp satay. $5,000.
Oh, my God.
And next,
a quarter of us regret our tweets or post something that we would never say to a person's face.
100% real.
Absolutely.
Do you ever wake up and go, oh, what have I done?
No, I'm quite articulate with my tweets. So I say them, I tweet them, and then I leave some kind of, oh, no one ever knows what I mean. Mm. So they're never specific.
Well, I think some of the press think that they know what they mean.
No, it's funny because I was at Simon Cowell's, he had a party last week, like end of summer party, and he gave me one bit of advice. Stay off Twitter.
You say that?
Yeah. No, but he's a wise man, and with the stubble and the twinkle in his eyes, yeah. He's doing a lot for him.
Are you going to listen to him?
Stay off Twitter?
Yeah.
No, I'm just going to not tweet certain people.
All right, yeah, probably best. Yeah. What did you say when he said stay off Twitter? You're like, yeah, all right, Simon.
I just went...
So do you make your tweets sometimes cryptic on purpose?
100%. Because the person it's about will always know it's about them. Everyone else will just keep guessing. That's the best way to tweet. Don't tweet to promote your music or to promote, just tweet what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Let everyone use their own imagination.
So there are certain people now that are off the Twitter list, are there, that you don't include anymore?
You're not one of them.
Oh, good. Who are they then?
Yet.
What was the next question?
I think I can probably guess, to be honest.
I mean,
exactly.
There's probably five of them.
I'm one of those people on a night out, I will tweet song lyrics. That's what I do. So I'll get a bit emotional on a night out. I tweet song lyrics and I wake up the next day and there's not the same feeling.
But are those song lyrics like related to a certain someone that person will read it? And yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Absolutely.
No, that's fine. They're basically your lyrics. They're not song lyrics.
Yeah. Okay, well, at least maybe, you know, Simon, what he's saying, he's trying to give you a bit of a Twitter education, you know?
No, he is, but at the same time, he's not telling me to stop tweeting because I know, like, my tweets are quite, like, metaphorical.
You know? I kind of love your tweets.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And so does the world.
Do you ever tweet in anger, write something, and then take a step back and then go, actually, I really can't send this?
No, that was in spring. We're into autumn now.
All right. Okay. So no more angry tweets.
No, no more angry tweets and no more specific tweets. This is the time of just...
keeping it cryptic.
Enlightenment.
But do a quarter of us regret our tweets or post something we would never say to a person's face?
100%.
Would you have said any of those things to a person's face?
I will always say what I say on Twitter to a person's face. But I think the culture we're in is the keyboard warriors.
Yeah.
Like, people sit behind the screen and become a bit brave.
But do you never have a situation where you're tweeting someone and you both know it's about each other, then you just pick up your phones and text the other person and sort it out
on
text?
You've got to keep it like...
Do it in public.
That's how you keep it going. Like, keep private things public. That's the way forward.
Got ya.
Is this real or no real?
Well, what do you reckon?
I don't know where.
Oh, yeah.
It's real. It's real. It's
regret
real.
Our tweets. Yeah, yeah, real.
Definitely. Regret.
Definitely.
That one is real.
At the end of that round of Real or No Row, we've only got time for two today.
Oh, it was a quickie, but it was a draw. I got 20, Naughty Boy got 20.
Yes, good to see you, Naughty Boy. We're going to play your live lounge now from earlier.
Thank you, but by the way, I don't do draws, so I won.
Okay? Yeah, oh, fair enough.
You can have it.
I'm a Watford fan, I'm used to losing.
The rubber band's coming. All right, thank you, good to see you.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I knew that would be worth doing. That was good, wasn't it?
Yes.
I love Naughty Boy when he comes in. And that was running. Oh, yes, you get the videos a bit later on the BBC iPlayer Radio 1 channel.
I feel like I need to hear that Naughty Boy Real or No Real back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Because it feels to me that even during that, he was talking quite cryptic ways.
I think that if we'd have another 10 minutes with him, it would have gone really deep.
Yes.
You know, it's just a shame we couldn't really. He had to go.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are the best bits of Tuesday's show. Come and join us tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.